I was laughed at last night at the Bolts game. I'll tell you why here in just a second during Miguel and Holly radio blogs. But this is a Busch Gardens Food and Wine Fest winning weekend.
Ooh.
All weekend long, you have a chance to win tickets to Busch Gardens Food and Wine Fest. And we kick it off tomorrow at noon with Danny.
This is Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
These are the radio blogs of Miguel Fuller and Holly O'Connor. Because it's so much easier to say it out loud than it is to type them. Dear blog, last night, I was at the Lightning game.
Yes, go Bulls. Sorry that they lost last night, but they're coming back on Friday.
Oh, please believe. Yeah. Without a doubt. I mean, listen, when you start off like they did.
Yeah.
Three goals. I mean, they came out with the vengeance. I don't know what happened after that, but please believe, like, the fire has been lit underneath their bellies.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm from Ohio. Come on. Like, the Blue Jackets are terrible. I mean, I guess they're doing okay this season because they made it to the playoffs.
Yeah,
but come on.
Everyone gets lucky.
Nobody even goes to see them.
Like, exactly.
So don't worry about this, okay? You got it.
We got it. Well, it is very well documented that I am not a huge sports person.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy going to the Lightning game. Like, I don't know what's happening half the time, but it's exciting and it's fast-paced.
Mm-hmm. Some people like hockey.
I do. And like last night, I was telling my boyfriend, Mr. Silver Fox, who is from Buffalo, New York, so he loves hockey. I was like, it's so stressful watching the goalie and when the puck is behind them and they're looking around and they're trying to, like, figure out where it is. And it gets stressful for me, but I enjoy it. Well, this is where I found out that apparently some of my comments weren't appreciated because as things are happening, because I'm an audio person and I'm a very flamboyant person. And so as things are happening throughout the game, I tend to make sound effects. And so when the puck is going here, I'm like, ooh, oh, ow, ooh, girl, goal again, ooh, ow, ooh. And so I didn't realize it, but then, like, as I was making sounds, my boyfriend was kind of like hitting me in the side.
Like,
and I was like,
"Can you shut up, please?"
And I didn't realize it because I was so into it. And then when they got into like a big fight,
yeah.
And then like one of the, what is the other team?
The Blue Jackets.
The Blue Jackets, he put his hands on one of our players and I was like, oh, girl, no, get your hand off of him.
Oh, my God.
And then everyone around me was like, oh, my God, what are you doing? But I couldn't stop.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop because it was so thrilling. And I was like the soundtrack to the Lightning game last night.
I feel like we need to make a thing out of this.
Yes.
We will figure this out. I don't know what yet, and we ain't got time to talk it through right now, but we're going to make a thing out of this.
We will do it. I'll record it next time. So I'm sorry for the people that were around me when I was making sound effects last night.
I don't think they minded. Dear blog, I found a video last night online that it's painfully, hilariously accurate. It's this, I guess, YouTube star of sorts. Her name's Jamie French, and she posted a video that says, if beauty YouTubers existed in 1999. Take a listen.
Let's move on to eyeshadow. I'm going to use this and this sticky stuff. You really want sticky eyelids. Then we're going to take one of these really high quality little sticks and take this like frosty white one and get the frostiest color that you have and go all the way up to the eyebrow.
Uh-huh.
Resist the urge to blend your makeup, okay? Like, you want harsh lines. Try not like a frosta. So now I can take the powder on top of the sticky. It'll really make it stick and probably even last like through PE. You get it up there, girls. Don't stop at the lid. Like, get it up there, okay?
That is accurate. Like, to all the... Like, I'm a little envious of you. Gen Z, or like late millennial, who gets the advantage of having all these beauty bloggers that actually know how to make faces look good. And like the Kardashians, who kind of started this whole thing with like highlighting and stuff. And literally to this day, I am frosting my lids all the way up to my eyebrow. I was like, are we not doing that
this
anymore?
This isn't a thing anymore?
I was confused.
Oh, yeah.
I posted that on Facebook, but someone did comment and they said, it's called highlighting the brow now and it's perfectly acceptable.
Oh, okay.
So you know what? I'm still in.
Wow. Now, do you take offense to the people that are coming for this girl and her talking about how you did makeup in the late 90s?
No. And let me tell you one other thing that they're coming for this girl about. She drinks a Surge in the video because that's what we drank. And she goes, ooh, it tastes like diabetes. And people skewered her for it.
Oh.
They were like, how dare you make fun of diabetes? And she's like, okay.
That was the joke.
It would... Shut up.
If you drink Mountain Dew, that's the joke.
It's not making fun of diabetes. It's making fun of Surge Soda. So anyway, that's neither here nor there. The point of the video is so painfully accurate. And I'm like, okay. And you all wonder why none of us can do makeup? This is why.
Mm.
But at the same time, I saw her finished product and I was like, oh, that looks really hot. I would totally do that eye.
No.
She does her hair too. And I'm like, I always wanted my hair to look like that in the 90s. I'm going to share this video on the Miguel and Holly Facebook page.
Perfect, yeah.
Putting it on there because it is, I mean, I can't express to you. Like, I feel like people are going to think that it's fake. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, listen, if you look at the Kardashians from their early years on the show, before they even started doing beauty blogging and whatnot and videos, you can tell that people were still trying to figure it out. So there's no judgment, you know?
It lit my heart up because I was like, someone has captured the essence of 1999.
Mm. Poor little 19-year-old Holly in college is like, ugh.
Yeah.
Just didn't have it right.
No, I didn't, but I had a lot of frosted eyeshadow.
It's 6:54, Holly. What is hot in Hollywood?
Which member of the Kardashian family is studying to become a lawyer?
Huh?
Find out at 7 o'clock.
What?
Hot 101.5.